Comanche Moon by Larry McMurtry. Book 1. Captain Einish Skull liked to boast that he had never been thwarted in pursuit, as he liked to put it, of a felonious foe, whether Spanish, savage, or white. "Nor do I expect to have to make an exception in the present instance," he told his 12 rangers. "If you've got any sacking with you, tie it around your horses' heads. I've known cold sleet like this to freeze a horse's eyelids, and that's not good. These horses will need smooth use of their eyelids tomorrow when the sun comes out and we run these thieving Comanches to ground." Captain Skull was a short man, but forceful. Some of the men called him Old Nails, due to his habit of casually picking his teeth with a horseshoe nail. Sometimes, if his ire rose suddenly, he would actually spit the nail at whoever he was talking to. "This'll be good," Augustus said to his friend Woodrow Call. The cold was intense and the sleet constant, cutting their faces as they drove on north. All the rangers' beards were iced hard. Some complained that they were without sensation, either in hands or feet or both. But on the Llano it wasn't yet full dark. In the night it would undoubtedly get colder, with what consequences for men and morale no one could say. A normal commander would have made camp and ordered up a roaring campfire, but Einish Skull was not a normal commander. "I'm a Texas Ranger, and by God, I range," he said often. "I despise a red thief like the devil..."